in Levi were my mum's brothers, so my uncles were my first experience of coffee. When I was a little girl, I had them roast coffee that was in the back garden at my grandparents' house abroad. Made coffee freshly for my grandfather sitting on the veranda. My name's Mel. I am the company director for Ashton Levi, which is a new coffee shop in the new Longbridge Town Centre. We're a speciality coffee shop, so we provide lots of different things all around the subject of coffee. And we'd like to give our customers a little bit of an educational experience about what it is that they're drinking in that cup every single day. Ashton Levi were my mum's brothers. So my uncles, who, when I was a little girl, had them roast coffee that was in the back garden at my grandparents' house abroad. Made coffee freshly for my grandfather sitting on the veranda. So it's basically in memory of them. They were two kind of really iconic people who believed they could do whatever they wanted with their lives, no matter what the problems were that they had. Right. And I really wanted to incorporate that, as well as the love of coffee, into the brand.
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
There's just something about it that feels nice, but I don't quite know what it is I'm picking up.
Okay. It's very much based on a London experience that I had for many years. Couldn't understand why I couldn't drink Costa coffee and Nero coffee and Starbucks coffee. And I have been on a 2-year journey, pretty much, of kind of travelling around the country trying to work out why it is that I've watched all these people being able to drink coffee in the likes of these shops, and I've not been one of them that's been enjoying it. It turned out that after speaking to many consultants and many coffee companies and travelling around the country, that actually what happens is the way some of these big chains actually prepare and brew their coffee, and the quality grade of coffee that they buy in, means they create quite a bitter tasting coffee. And I'd always associated bitter tasting coffee with strength. I thought that was a really strong coffee, and that strong coffee was bitter. And I have worked out that actually that's not the case. A strong coffee doesn't have any bitterness if it's fresh. And what actually happens is when the coffee goes stale, it creates the bitterness. And that's why I was tasting bitter coffee. So it's actually not just the quality, but the freshness of the coffee that was being served in some of these big chains.
You started to discover what it was that you didn't like. Yes. About coffee places.
Yes.
And then you said, well, I can't drink here because it's...
because it's really bitter. It just didn't seem fair that you could only get this kind of really nice tasting coffee in the likes of London, and it just didn't seem to be much of a choice anywhere else. And that's basically where it's come from. So when you walk in through the front door, what you're walking into is something with lots of natural reclaimed woods. We've got some sofas. We've got some very kind of vintage furniture items, but we've also got some soft furnishing as well. And all the furniture has been kind of bespoke, made by somebody who's a craftsman, basically, who made them all from scratch. We've had a graffiti artist come in and do both of our walls. Even the front counter is made from scaffold boards, so it's absolutely clad in scaffold boards. We've just got a really kind of unique feel and look.
Low counter as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you have a disability, it is a really accessible place. You could come in, as I've done with my guide dog Usher. There's room for everybody. So you went on the journey about the coffee. Now, I think your strapline should be something like coffee that tastes as good as it smells, because when I drank the coffee, I thought it actually does taste as good as it smells, and that is so rare. It is so rare, though.
Wow, that's a really nice compliment. We've had lots and lots and lots of lovely compliments about the coffee and it being the best coffee that they'd ever tasted, and lots of people being very complimentary about the coffee. But the appreciation of coffee, simply not needing lots of syrups and lots of sugar, which is what a lot of the big chains will encourage you to mask your coffee with.
Get coffee that other people just aren't getting or don't get or can't be bothered to get.
We've got a special blend from a roastery who we will be sourcing most of our coffees from, and that is a roastery called Union Hand Roasted, who's based in London.
Okay.
We're deliberately using those because I'd like to think that the company has quite an ethical side to it. And not only do they also source the best top 2% quality coffee in the world, But they're also very, very supportive, both to whoever they supply to and also to the coffee farmers that they have a direct trade relationship with.
Yeah.
And that basically means that they go out and have actual relationships with these people. They visit them every year just to make sure that the quality of coffee is what it should be. And because they're able to give that support, they're also able to provide them with a higher amount of pay.
So you obviously sell more than one coffee type, I presume.
Yes.
So how many different types of coffee could you come and get here?
So we've got our main blend of coffee, and we've got up to six additional single origins that will be sold here.
And then you move them around, I guess.
Well, we have a coffee bean counter, which means that we'll grind on demand. So you can take it home for home use.
Oh, you can do that as well?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So if you're using it for a cafetiere, or, you know, like for a French press, we'll grind it specifically for that.
Yeah.
But also, we'll be showcasing different roasteries throughout the year. These are kind of like almost iconic and famous roasteries throughout the country. Yeah. And we will be looking at different coffees, so we'll be exploring the different varieties that you get, a bit like with wines. You know, each region has its own kind of flavour in terms of its wine. Yeah. We have that with coffee, so we'll be exploring those different flavours and tastes.
And then, so if people wanted something with their coffee, sandwiches and food and stuff, so what are you doing in that regard?
So,
to really tempt the taste buds of the listening public.
So a lot of the food is going to be actually made in store. And in addition to that, we have also got a selection of cakes that's being made by a local business lady who has her own business doing that. She's actually one of the national finalists for the National Cupcake Awards.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to be baking a selection of cakes which has been deliberately and just in a bespoke way for us paired with the flavourings of the coffee. So each coffee has fruit flavours to it.
Yeah.
And she's pairing the cakes that she's making for that. And of course, we'll be doing things like cold brew teas and cold brew coffees, which basically means that it's brewed overnight. But with that, we'll be able to make mocktails, so ice cold non-alcoholic cocktails will be made with those as well. So we'll have a really, really nice selection of cold drinks.
So you're just as serious about that as you are about your coffees?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I expected that answer. And honestly, it does feel great in here. You launching Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, the 15th of March. We will be officially open from 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Mel, it's been a pleasure talking
to you. It's been a pleasure talking
and,
to you as well, thank you.
I wish you all the very best. I know I'll be a regular. Thanks for speaking to us, and good luck with the future of this
thank you very much.
Wondrous Ashton Levi Coffee Company.